Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, December 8th, 2005. Today's message is titled, Spreading the Word. And the scripture text is from Luke chapter 2, verse 17. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. Today our dog Roxy is going on a ministry trip. She will be joining Brooksine at a local assisted living center. Some would call this pet therapy, but we prefer to call it ministry. Brooksine will lead in some Christmas carols with the residents and share a message about Christmas from the scriptures. However, we are quite sure the residents and staff will enjoy seeing Roxy, and she really is a friendly dog. Whether we're gone 5 minutes or 5 hours, she greets us at the door as if she hasn't seen us in ages. She indicates her joy by wagging her whole hind end, which also happens to make her curly tail move very rapidly. This causes the tip of her tail to hit her eyes repeatedly, so it's interesting to watch her deal with the resulting discomfort. We are sure that Roxy will be a blessing and bring some extra joy to the seniors today. If that makes Brooksine's time more memorable and effective, we will sure reckon this is ministry. The first evangelists were some wide-eyed shepherds. They had just witnessed the infant Jesus lying in a manger and heard the gospel from a heavenly choir. Now, they spread the word. That's been the mission of believers ever since, commanded in the Great Commission and demonstrated in the book of Acts. Jesus said, "I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." He's still building his church, and all believers are a part of that building process. All over the world, including your town and mine, this gospel is bearing fruit and growing today. Our mission is to go tell everyone. Today, all of us have the same commission to go and spread the word. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, look for opportunities to spread the word. Portion of an old hymn, Brooksine selected a day that has a wonderful Christmas theme in it, although it's not normally reckoned as a Christmas hymn. It goes, "Tell me the story of Jesus. Write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard. Tell how the angels in chorus sang as they welcomed his birth. Glory to God in the highest, peace and good tidings to earth." This time, Brooksine's going to share a prayer with us.
Jesus, all over the world, your spirit is moving. And you move through people such as the shepherds who told all they knew concerning the Christ child. 2,000 years later, we have so much more knowledge and experiences to share with those around us because we have the Word of God that shows your divine character and tells us of your great and miraculous deeds. May we never tire of hearing the stories about you or become lax in telling others.
Amen. And that's our prayer today. In a few minutes, Brooksine, along with Roxy, will be going to a place called Longwood Manor that is an assisted living center near us. Brooksine has quite a ministry. She visits three different nursing or assisted living centers over a sequence of weeks all throughout the year, but of course this season she's especially appreciated. This is a ministry called DailyEncouragement.net. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We share this ministry from our home in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, actually outside a community called Mount Joy for anybody that might want to look it up. I've always enjoyed the name of that community. We've lived in this area about 5 years now. There is a photo of Roxy all ready to go on her ministry assignment today on the website if any are interested in looking at it. Again, that site is dailyencouragement.net. If you happen to listen to this podcast on a day other than Thursday, the 8th of December, you can find this message in the archives and just, it's arranged by date and just look for the one for December 8th. Have a blessed day today. Stay faithful and stay encouraged wherever you are.